man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, let me put my fishing pole down, and we'll do a show for an hour here. On Monday, August 1st, 2022, this is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, and this is a live show in which you're invited to participate at the familiar number, 512. That's a area code down there in Round Rock, Texas, where the Republic Broadcasting Network is located, where you send your support at republicbroadcasting.org, including support for the sponsors that you see there on the front page of republicbroadcasting.org. 512-248-8252. And I know you've already got that number tattooed on your arm, and you carved it with your penknife into the top of your desk there, so you hardly need me to read it. But call in. Lend some good cheer and some good thoughts to our show today. Well, speaking of good cheer, let's start with some funny stuff. Now, this is hard to believe. Donald Trump couldn't believe it himself. He linked this on truthsocial.com. He put this link up, and I'm going to play it for you. It, believe it or not, it's a CNN... what would you call it? A CNN man in the street interview piece, where CNN sent their reporter out to Wyoming, out to Cheyenne, to the rodeo, to interview people on how they felt about their congresswoman, Liz Cheney. And, you know, they couldn't find anybody that likes Liz Cheney. Nobody. So let's listen in. I don't want to give it away before we even play it. You're going to enjoy it. Here it is. Where is she? There she is.
Liz Cheney for her fourth term. Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had four, three too many.
Now, that's a CNN reporter asking the question there, what do you think about Liz Cheney? And all the people answering are people there at the Cheyenne Rodeo, which is a big deal in Wyoming. Everybody in Wyoming goes to the Cheyenne Rodeo.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
Oh, God. Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive.
How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. Has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
Well, she says she's defending what's important to people here in Wyoming, upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution.
If that was the rule of law, why doesn't he have a defense team in that courtroom? That ain't the rule of law. That's a kangaroo court.
Now, these average Wyoming citizens, they make more sense than the so-called pundits, analysts on TV. These people, it's like the you out there in this audience, you make more sense than the talking heads on TV.
That's not the Wyoming way.
She has been an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt. Are you proud of her for taking on Donald Trump?
No.
Here in Cheyenne, more than 1,600 miles from Washington, D.C., almost everyone we spoke with told us they believe Liz Cheney is too focused on Donald Trump and the January 6th committee and not paying enough attention to what they believe matters to the people here in Wyoming.
Liz Cheney. Oh, there you go. That's a good, it's nice to see that. Now, Wyoming, you know, here I am in North Dakota, which is a very similar state to Wyoming. We're almost next to each other. You just got to go a little ways in South Dakota to get to Wyoming, which adjoins South Dakota. And same people, same esprit, same ethos here in North Dakota. So, but Wyoming outdid us in 2016 and in 2020. They, by a slightly larger margin, they voted for Donald Trump, 70%. I think here we were about 67. And the, but this is Trump country and Wyoming is Trump country. So it's, you know, that's the America that we all remember. Some of you who are too young who don't remember that America, it's alive and well. It exists right now in Wyoming. You can go to Wyoming and see the America I grew up in, people of my vintage. That's the way it was everywhere in America back in 1958 when I was 10 years old. And we'll have some fun here when now I think, help me out, audience, if I'm wrong. I think Liz Cheney's primary is tomorrow, August 2nd. And she will be booted. She will be pulverized. She isn't going to win. She is not going to win. So that'll be exciting. She will then become, after, if it's tomorrow, and she loses the primary, which means she won't even get to the November election, she will be a lame duck congresswoman. Now, I wouldn't be surprised. These people are so desperate. These Mitt Romney rhino types, they're so clingy. They're so, they lust for power. They, I wouldn't be surprised if Liz, and I don't know whether it's possible, but it's the kind of stunt that these left-wingers like to do. If she's eliminated from the Republican primary, I wouldn't be surprised to see Liz Cheney quickly file as an independent and run as an independent in Wyoming. We'll see how that, see what happens there. Just a thought. They do all kinds of stupid things like that. The, so we'll stay tuned for that. There'll be a bunch of primaries tomorrow, a bunch of the, you know, the current campaign, the matter at hand is to replace rhinos in the primaries, to primary these rhinos, get them out of the Republican Party, replace them with MAGA candidates. And hopefully we'll be successful in this phase of making America great again. Let's go to, I'm going to go back here to truthsocial.com. And I'll hit refresh in case the president has posted something in the last few seconds. Yes, he did. 4 minutes ago. Wait, is that? Let me just see. No, his last post was 2 hours ago, and we'll come back to that in a moment. But let's go here to some more entertaining stuff. And this is from Donald Trump's golf course at Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's got a golf tournament that I think just concluded. And very exciting, very fun. Let's listen to the crowd. Donald Trump is there hitting great shots with the greatest golfers in the world who really appreciate Donald Trump. This, you know, this is a sport that hasn't gone woke. So I can see enjoying some golf. These golfers don't seem to be like the NBA stars. This is the crowd at Bedminster this weekend with Donald Trump on the green or teeing off. I'll play a several clips. Oh, and in this scene, Donald Trump is standing next to Tucker Carlson, his guest there at the tournament, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, I like, you know, you can judge a man by the company he keeps. I'm liking his company there with Taylor Greene and Carlson. And they're having a good old time laughing. And you'll see why they're laughing in a moment, because there's a big crowd of cheering patriots all around the green there, or it might be the tee. Listen to them. Okay, let's go, Brandon. And Tucker's laughing, and Taylor Greene's laughing, and Donald Trump is pumping his fist to "Let's go, Brandon." Here's another one. The fun and frolics continued throughout the tournament. Here's another clip. Somebody must have gotten on their cell phone. This is. Okay, now here's another one. This is, he's with, now I am not up on my golfers. I'm not current, but he's standing with some athletic looking fellows here. Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, and Taylor Gooch. And these guys are pretty athletic looking. So I assume these are championship golfers at the president's tournament. Now the president is, you know, I'm just looking at him here. He's not in his high school fitness, but he's looking damn good. And when you see him swing off the tee, this man has a really professional golf swing. Amazing club velocity, and you hear that ball zing off the tee, and you can see the reaction in the crowd. They're going, "Whoa, nice shot, Mr. President." So here are some sound clips from this scene on the course. They're chanting. Now, what are they chanting? 47, 47. Now, again, look at the intelligence of this crowd. Where does that chant come from? 47, 47. Well, yes, they're saying, "Mr. President, Mr. 45, you're going to be 47 as well." Thank you. president signing a hat. Now, shame on me for not being able to differentiate these. I know I'm looking at one of the world's top golfers here. He's getting his cap autographed by Donald Trump. We're watching some tee shots here. There's a pro with a perfect swing. Here comes another pro. And the president is up. He's going to be up shortly. Let's see here. Okay. Well, I missed that one. I missed that one. But anyway, the president swings later, and it's a beautiful, beautiful tee shot. So anyway, a little bit of good humor there to start the show. Let me open up my chat screen here. And here's a caller from Canton, Ohio. Matilda, a new caller. Matilda?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. What's on your mind?
I have a very important question. What are we going to do when they go and they steal the election again? Because unfortunately, Trump did not do anything to stop it from happening again.
Well, okay, now that you have a question and a statement there, very good question. What are we going to do when they steal the election again? And I think there's a real strong possibility. We know that that is underway. We know that's what they have in mind. Then you have a statement, and I'll address that in a moment. But you have a statement, too, that Trump didn't do anything to fix the problem. I'm going to disagree with you on that one, Matilda, because for two reasons. Number one, Donald Trump himself personally, this is a Herculean task to fix the fraud. The election rigging all over the country and every precinct, every state. This is something that we, you, me, the rest of us, we have to do this at the grassroots level. We have to become precinct, committee members, and we have to become poll watchers. And this, we as the MAGA Republican Party, we have to throw the rhinos out. So that's not all on Donald Trump's shoulders. And he's been urging all of us to do all of this for ever since he came down the escalator in 2015. So, and he did do a lot of that, what he could do from the presidency. So he's innocent of that charge there that you leveled, that he didn't do anything. He did more than any single person in the country to fix our election system.
I'll give him that. He has done more than most of anybody.
Well, yeah.
But there's still that chance. Well, there's more than chance. It's a very big possibility that they're going to pull it again.
Well, I was listening to
you. How are we going to stop them?
Okay,
because
good question.
Because everything is rigged into their favor. There's nothing we can do.
Well, let me address your question there. Charlie Kirk, who is the founder and the head of Turning Point USA, do you know who Charlie Kirk is? Have you heard his name?
Yes, I've heard his name.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk is a giant in our cause. I think he's only 28 years old. And he has created an organization with over 120,000 donors. I believe he has 3,000 chapters in high schools and colleges all across the country. We'll pause right there. Stay with me, Matilda, in Canton. We'll be right back. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. It's over for good. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything
back,
I can be.
And we're answering some questions here from Matilda in Canton. Let me read you a post from the president today at truthsocial.com, Matilda, where he addresses your awareness that our elections
are. What are we going to do?
Well, here, let's listen to the president. The president's going to answer your question right here. Here he says, he's talking about Wisconsin, and he says this, he's got several posts about Wisconsin. Let me find the startup post here. He's talking about Robin Voss, who is a trader in Wisconsin. He said, Robin Voss is so, with three O's, bad for the great state of Wisconsin that I am seriously thinking of supporting and endorsing his opponent. Anyone would be better. Stay tuned. Then he says, and Robin Voss is only getting worse. He wants toll booths put on many highways and a big gas tax ASAP. He is a rhino disaster. Now, what's wrong with Robin Voss is he refused to investigate the election theft in Wisconsin. He is a rhino disaster, very much as the worst politician in the nation, giveaway Mitch McConnell, who gives the Democrats everything and gets nothing for it, never fights for Republicans. Now, I'm going to continue. He's got another post here. But this is an example of Donald Trump really hurting Robin Voss, really hurting Mitch McConnell. These posts by the president are being read and seen by millions of people, and there are no kid gloves here. He says, Robin Voss has done a terrible thing to Wisconsin. Election integrity, that's what you're talking about, Matilda, seems to mean nothing to him. Despite a sweeping Wisconsin Supreme Court victory, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court just recently ruled that the drop boxes in Wisconsin were unconstitutional. But Robin Voss is defying his own Supreme Court in refusing to go along with the decision by the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. It was a rigged election, writes the president. A lot of people will be voting against Robin Voss on Tuesday, and for very good reason, a do-nothing rhino. So by way of answering your question, Matilda, the president has been for a year. No, he's been continuously putting out endorsements of MAGA candidates and condemning people like Mitch McConnell, rhinos. That's the most important thing he can do. And he is doing it around the clock. He's doing it every day. He's making a big difference. So that's, and we're going to see here in the next few weeks in these primaries, we're going to see how we did in this initial round. And then, of course, November is only 90-some days away, November 8th, some 90 days away. We'll see what is the result in the House and the Senate. And as the president would say, this is very huge.
Yes, but those little demon doodles, as I call them, they're going to pull something, excuse the expression, out of their ass, and they are going to try to steal this election again because they know their time is short. If we get in there, their time is gone. They're done.
Okay,
and now
I like
they
that.
Are fighting for their lives.
Well, yes,
so
they're political
wise. They're going to pull out all the stops.
Yes. Oh no, they are utterly unethical. They are demons. They are evil people, and they are the worst of them are evil people. The best of them are delusional idiots. And so yes, all of that is to be expected, and it is going to happen in this election, the next election, and the election after that for the rest of your life and my life. We are not going to live. You know, gone are the days. You know, maybe sometime in the 1950s or 60s, if you lived in a Swiss canton, where everybody gets along with everybody else, there's no crime, it's truly Western civilization in that Swiss canton. People trust each other. Election fraud isn't even a question. I just use a Swiss canton to illustrate. You could talk about the same thing anywhere in small town Midwestern America, or even big city America in the 1950s. Those days are gone for now. But thanks for calling, Matilda. We'll be right back, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
We're back, folks. And, I've got a little treat for you here. I was, during one of our recent shows, I clicked online and I ordered a copy of Lauren Boebert's book, My American Life. And I got it. I have it right here in my hot little hand. My American Life by Lauren Boebert. And let me read you a little, just to share how exciting this MAGA, we're talking about replacing the rhinos with MAGAs. Boy, this lady is a MAGA. And Donald Trump loves her. She loves Donald Trump. They are seen together and speak together often. She says, let me find something that's says a little bit about her. She says, if you don't believe opportunity and the American dream are yours for the taking, this is from her introduction, and then I'm going to skip to the end of the book. Look no further than me, Lauren Boebert, a 30-something mother of four. Wait a minute, 30-something. Let's see, how old is she? Okay, 30-something. She is 35 years old. That's how much 30 she is. And she says, a 30-something mother of four boys from a small rural town who has a GED. No college degree. So she didn't even get a high school diploma. No college degree and no formal training. I grew up poor, raised by a practically single mother on welfare. Yet here I am, a successful business owner proudly serving Colorado's 3rd Congressional District as a United States representative. From rural Colorado to Capitol Hill, only in America. If there were such a job title as spokeswoman for American opportunity, I could easily fill it. By God's grace, I am the personification of the American dream. And here's the special sauce. You can be too. Goes partly to answering Matilda's question, what can we do? You can be too. With a work ethic, tenacity, and a love of country, you can achieve anything in America. Contrary to what an establishment liberal will tell you, you can be whatever you want to be in this great country of ours. I'm proof. Success in America is a choice. I'm going to skip a little. I wasn't raised in a fancy home with a fancy education. I worked at a McDonald's. I went to D.C. as a congresswoman to make sure my boys don't grow up to live in a socialist nation, which is where we're headed if people who have common sense don't speak up. But before I even thought about running for Congress, I got involved at the grassroots level in my community where real change can be made. I stood up to local government officials with their pandemic, quote, powers, unquote, overreach nearly ruined my business and the livelihood of all my employees. I showed up at a rally for failed presidential candidate Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke and challenged him to explain why he wanted to trample over the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States on his way to confiscating your guns. I wasn't a politician. I was a small business owner, a mother, a wife, a concerned citizen, and I was ticked off. So there I was going toe-to-toe with a man, the embodiment of entitlement, who fancied himself called to be president. It's amazing what a concerned citizen can do when they remember the government is here to serve the people. The people are not here to serve the government. So this is a very exciting woman. Now let's go to the very end of her book. That's the very beginning. Let's go to the very end. These are the last few pages. She writes, and I offer her as the poster girl for the MAGA movement. People like this, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Jim Jordan, like Lauren Boebert. We get enough of these, we've really got something going. She says, keep the faith. This is chapter 30. Keep the faith. Keep up the fight. Let me get myself closer to my microphone here and I can kind of look right into it now. What a way to start my time in Congress, huh? That's right, she writes H-U-H question mark. I wish I could say things are easier now, but they're not. This is the end of her book. She's described all the ups and downs of her entry into Congress. There's a war being fought for the soul of America, and the fight isn't between the left and the right or Democrat and Republican. We've gone way past that. Now, here's something we say on this show regularly. It's a war between good and evil, between freedom and socialism. For all the progress we've made as a nation over the course of more than 200 years, in many ways, we've gone backward, primarily because of the efforts of the left. We live in the freest country history has ever known. The United States is such a beacon of hope around the world that 1 million people come here every year hoping to live the American dream. That's a little bit starry-eyed there. I don't criticize her. She's wonderful and wonderful. I'm being a picky and nitpicker. But, you know, they're not all coming here to live the American dream. A lot of them coming here simply to cash in on the American dream. Don't believe, I'm nitpicking there, I apologize. Don't believe the liberals who take a knee when the national anthem is played. If America is so oppressive, no one would willingly leave their own country to come here. Oh, and race, if America was systemically racist, it wouldn't have been able to elect Barack Obama president twice. And she says, few things have revealed the true nature of the left as the COVID-19 pandemic. What began as 2 weeks to slow the curve became an all-out assault on the American way of life. Liberals don't even try to hide their lust for power anymore. Wannabe tyrants closed your businesses, killed your jobs, shut down your schools, ordered you to wear a mask, and worst of all, forced you to inject yourself with a vaccine or lose your ability to freely participate in society. That choice ought to be yours, not the government's. You should be able to have a discussion with your own medical doctor and make the decision that's best for you. Remember this, the longer you tolerate and comply with their tyranny, the worse it'll get. There's a meme that couldn't be more true that says, at no time in history has the group of people forcing the other group of people into compliance ever been the good guys. Well, that's nice. I like that. Think about it. At no time in history has the group of people forcing the other group of people into compliance ever been the good guys. I've never heard that before. Very good. If you try to refute anything a leftist says, it's flagged as misinformation on almost every social media platform and mainstream news outlet. Don't be discouraged. That's going out to you, Matilda, in Canton. Misinformation is just the word they use to describe something they don't agree with. A liberal can't win an argument based on the facts because facts rarely, if ever, support their positions. If a liberal calls you a racist or a Nazi, just laugh. You've won the argument because that's all they've got. And remember, whenever a Democrat labels something a threat to democracy, what they really mean is it's a threat to the Democrat Party. This woman can write, I'll tell you. I'll find my place, don't worry. Leftists will compare January 6th to 9/11, but look the other way when a domestic terror group like Antifa sets fire to cities like Portland, Seattle, or Minneapolis. In fact, Minneapolis's own congressional representative not only doesn't speak out against terrorism, she condones it. I've never seen her whole name here, which is fake. It's not even her real name. Ilhan Abdullahi Omar of Minnesota's 5th Congressional District has long been a terrorist sympathizer, which she's made clear repeatedly with outlandish comments and vitriolic, bigoted posts on Twitter. Among the more anti-American pro-terrorism positions Omar's taken, well, justifying the action of ISIS terrorists by calling them the consequence of systematic alienation. Ah, the poor things. See, this is Bobert writing this. I'm just reading what she's writing. Ah, the poor things. Those misunderstood, maladjusted, and alienated guys. Well, I hate to break it to you, Ilhan, but terrorists are alienated because law-abiding Americans don't take kindly to murderous, bloodthirsty psychopaths slaughtering the innocent in the name of politics, religion, or anything else. Omar once referred to the 9/11 hijackers slash terrorists as some people who did something, as though killing 3,000 innocent Americans is a mere day at the office. She's consistently spewed anti-American and anti-Jewish rhetoric, yet somehow she's the victim when someone jokes about her affinity for terrorism. One day in November 2021, I shared an anecdote with some of my supporters in Colorado about running into Omar on an elevator at the Capitol. I'd made a joke that I later realized could be hurtful to people in the Islamic community, so I won't repeat it here. As a strong person of faith myself, I never want anything I say to offend someone's religion. So I publicly apologized through all my social media channels. Let me see, I'm going to skip a little bit here. Oh, Omar wasn't satisfied with my apology. It wasn't good enough. Omar demanded a public apology, which, for those who are keeping score, I'd already made. It took but a second to realize there was no reasoning with this person, so I told Omar she should apologize for her anti-American, anti-Semitic, and anti-police rhetoric. Omar hung up on me. Go, Lauren! Omar hung up on her. I like that. And then here we got less than two pages left to go here. I want to read this to you. See, that's how the left operates. Don't you like the way she writes, how informally she writes? She writes the way Donald Trump talks. That's how the left operates. Cancel culture 101. There's no room for intelligent civil discourse. When Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, refused to vote for Joe Biden's multi-trillion-dollar social spending bill, the so-called Build Back America plan, because he didn't feel it was in the best interest of his constituents in West Virginia, Omar went on a vulgar tirade on MSNBC's Velshi show. Quote, the excuses that he just made, I think, are complete bullshit. Unquote, she told host Ali Velshi. This is amazing. This is a Somalian woman who's, you know, how the hell did she even get into this country? And she's calling Lauren Boebert and people like her and patriotic things. She's calling it bullshit. Wow. Uppity, huh? So here you have a United States representative criticizing a United States senator for considering the interests of the constituents he represents. That tells you everything you need to know about the radical leftists sitting in Congress right now. They put agenda first and America last. Of course they put Americans last. The father of modern conservatism, an 18th century statesman and philosopher named Edmund Burke, once said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men should do nothing." So be that good person who does something. The only thing that stands between freedom and tyranny is you. Look at me. I was just a concerned citizen in a small town who spoke up. Before I'd ever thought about running for Congress, I went to city council meetings and spoke up. I went to a rally for a politician with policy positions I didn't care for and spoke up. Speak up. When 21 Democrats wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi asking her to stop me from carrying my Glock pistol in D.C., I'm liking this woman. I spoke up. Liberals didn't get to take away my Second Amendment rights. 82 of my congressional colleagues stood by me, and guess what? I still carry my Glock. That's an interesting fact about her. When next time you see her on TV, which of course you're not going to, you're going to have to watch something like Real America's Voice, because they're going to try to keep Lauren Boebert off the TV. That's what I call packing heat and fighting for the American way of life. The Democrats are hell-bent and determined to destroy our country. We're on the last page. They'll stop at nothing to destroy me and anyone working tirelessly to stop their agenda. But the fight is worth it. I'll put my finger right there, and we'll be right back with the end of her book in a moment.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
On the last page of the new book, My American Life, by Lauren Boebert, Boebert, a new name for most of us, and one that we would do well to become familiar with, because she is going to be big in the future MAGA Republican Party. She's big already, but she'll be even bigger. And she's a tiny person. She looks really small. She said, I love the cover of my new book because the photographer posed her well in front of her much bigger husband and her 4 good-sized boys. It looks like at least 2 of them are bigger than she is. But she says, but I look bigger in this picture. She likes it. And she's got her, is she wearing her gun? Yes, she is. She's got her holster on. And there you go. So here we go. Let's read the end of the book here. Where was I? She says, they'll stop at nothing to destroy me and anyone working tirelessly to stop their agenda. But the fight is worth it. Socialism has never worked anywhere it's been tried. And, you know, and I like what she said earlier. It's really a battle between good and evil. And I'd like to substitute evil has never worked anywhere it's been tried. She's got it right in her earlier formulation at the beginning of the book. It's not a battle between good and evil or between economic systems or political philosophies. It's a battle between good and evil. It's exactly what we're in. And these names just address that eternal fight. So she says, just ask Venezuela, someone like Sandy Cortez. Well, who's Sandy Cortez? That's what she called herself in college. That's AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She never used that pretentious name. She was Sandy Cortez when she was growing up. Can tell you all day long that wealth distribution is equitable for all of us, but the only ones socialism ever works for are the elitist leaders like her. Trust me, AOC won't be giving up her Tesla. For them, it's rules for thee, but not for me. It's okay when a liberal like Robert De Niro says, I'd like to punch him in the face when talking about President Trump. And it's perfectly acceptable for then Democratic Missouri State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal to write on Facebook, I hope Trump is assassinated. Imagine the outrage and consequences had a conservative written something like that about, say, Barack Obama. Chappelle Nadal would later delete the post and escape consequences. She's not been banned by Facebook like so many conservatives have. Joe Biden himself said that if he and Donald Trump were in high school together, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Remember that one? Has Biden been booted from any social media platform? We see their hypocrisy. Oh, we're out of time. We're at the end of the book, too. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America. She ends her book. I will always fight for the American way of life. Well, that's the end of her book, and I think it's the end of our show. Indeed, it is. We'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
RBN, John Stettmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. republicbroadcasting.org.